The word today is creation. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. The creator of this beautiful world in which we live is a fantastic artist and engineer. As humans observe the universe, they are to ask the question, who is responsible for this? The Bible reveals the Lord God as the great designer. Here to explore this great design is Bible teacher Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Creation.
I like thinking about the beauty of the world that the Lord has made. Just a few days ago, a group of us from our Shepherd Lutheran Church took a trip down to Guatemala in Central America, and there we did some work for people that had lost their homes due to flooding, and we built some homes for them. As we were working, we would take a break and look at the fantastically beautiful mountains and the lush greenery that covered them, and the mind immediately said, God, you are amazing. You have made such a fantastic creation. The discussion of the creation of this world is found at the very beginning of the Bible in the book called Genesis. In the first chapter, it outlines how the Lord went about doing this. Essentially, he used his almighty power to speak, and things were created. In theological terms, this is called creation ex nihilo. That's the Latin, and it means from nothing. So that the Lord simply had to think it up and command it, and the physical universe was created. It is a matter of faith to accept that there is a God who made this universe. When it comes to the idea of origins or the beginning of all things as we know them, there are only two options available to us. Either nothing made everything, or someone made everything. And of course, according to the Bible, that someone with a capital S who made everything is God. And so it says in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The understanding here is that the Lord did not only make our local universe and the planets and the earth and our star nearby us called the sun, but that he created everything that exists. And that it is not merely a physical universe, but it is also a spiritual universe. And that there exist creatures such as angels. So there are dimensions or there are entities that we cannot easily see or access that also exist as well. One of the other passages which discusses the creation of the world is in Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament. And here it says in verse 1, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Here we see that one of the prerequisites, one of the first things necessary in order to have faith in God, is to understand that he is the creator. That this world that we look around us and see could not have simply happened for no reason or with no cause. It is an absurdity. It is nonsense, whether it's scientific or whether it's philosophically oriented, it is nonsense to suggest that this world could simply pop into existence. There is always someone who is a creator who stands behind the creation. In other words, there is always a mind behind anything that has a beginning. We see this every day in our lives, and we accept it as common fact, plain fact, but somehow people, because they have this idea that they don't want to acknowledge God or glorify Him, try the most ridiculous attempts to dismiss Him and to pretend as though life and this universe can just happen without any cause. What we do see when we look around at the world near us is that the universe displays God's majesty. As scientists now are able to look through very powerful telescopes, and we can see the unbelievably huge expansiveness of the universe and how it is packed with millions upon millions of stars and the vast distances involved, we know that the universe exists to show God's glory, to show His infinite power and might. It is out there for us to look at it and go, wow, that's astounding. God is amazing in His capacity, in His power. On the other hand, when we look at the earth and we look at things very closely, when we get down to the microscopic and even down to the subatomic level, down to the smallest of small things, we see what the scriptures discuss as the handiwork of God. The detail, the finesse, the attention paid to the smallest little points of existence. And that is supposed to show us how much concentration and how much care God has shown in putting together this world and in specifically giving humanity life. Now, in Genesis, there's an interesting discussion regarding light. And I like contemplating this because light itself is an amazing thing. It for a long time was not able to be understood at all, and it was a big mystery. What exactly is it? But now we understand that light behaves both as a wave, like water, and as a particle, like substances like soil and things like this, only on a much smaller scale. Light is necessary for life to exist. If we did not have light here from the sun, this star that is close by, we could not exist. The warmth and the radiation from the sun allows plants to grow. It allows the environment to be warm enough here for us humans. And it is a direct gift from God. Likewise, we also need spiritual light. Humanity struggles and we suffer spiritually and we wander in darkness if we do not understand the God who made us. It is important, it is imperative that you recognize the God who created you in order to have spiritual balance and understanding in life. You're not going to have the correct answers to the major life questions if you don't understand God the Creator. You won't understand your purpose for being here. You won't understand sometimes why you have to undergo suffering. You won't understand what will happen to you at the end of your life and what the future holds beyond. Only when you realize that there is a God who made you to be His creature and to have a relationship with you and who loved you so much that He would save you from your sins, that He would send our Savior Jesus in order to die, to carry your sins and your mistakes so that you could be forgiven, and so that you could then be raised to life once again after death and spend eternity with Him. Only then, when you know the Creator, do you get the correct answers to life. Now, as we look at the world, it is trying to indicate to us silently, constantly, that there is the Creator, that there is a God who cares about us and who has put this beautiful environment here for us. In fact, that was something that Paul the Apostle was trying to discuss with the men of Athens when he said to them, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he does not live in temples built by hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else." And then he also said that he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. God wants you to reach out and seek him. God wants you to see the world around you and see the incredible beauty and the fantastic intelligence and wisdom that was put into it to make it so that you will search for him. One thing that evolutionary theory and this idea that it all just happened cannot explain is the amazing, awesome amounts of information that was necessary to make this world. In everything humans do, in order to create something, there must be a plan, there must be information. Where did that information for this world and universe come from, if not from the mind of God? Keep that in mind as you look around you and study the beauty of the earth, because there is a God who made you, and there is a God who loves you. And he gave his Son to die for you so that you would find him and so that you would have eternal life in him. Remember, the world exists to show you God's glory and power. It can't show you the love of God. That can only be found in the Scriptures, in the Gospel of Jesus. So start reading it, familiarize yourself with it, so that you can know God as the Creator of the world and also as your Redeemer.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.